Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. On Netflix, Your Lucky Day. This was one of my major surprises of 2023. I couldn't believe just how gripping this indie crime flick truly was. It follows Sterling, a down-on-his-luck man who holds up a convenience store when a customer inside wins $156 million on his lottery ticket. Elation turns to a night of fear when hostages inside the store must fight for their lives. As alliances are made and bonds are broken, the promise of a cut of the dough in exchange for cooperation or silence brings out the worst of everyone in the situation. Writer-director Dan Brown makes a fantastic movie, even if it becomes too far-fetched for its own good. What it does have going for it, however, is a jaw-dropping performance by Angus Cloud. A recognizable face from HBO hit Euphoria, Cloud died of an overdose before this film could be released, but it's a legacy to just how magnetic an actor he could have grown into. On Amazon Prime Video, I Am. Celine Dion. Even the biggest Celine Dion fan will be floored by this documentary on the woman, her career, and the shocking revelations about her life. She's one of the absolute best artists of all time, but Dion has been suffering in silence with stiff person syndrome for years. This documentary chronicles just how long she's been dealing with the diagnosis that caused her to cancel her Las Vegas residency. This is a story of passion for music and perseverance to do something you love. Her music is beloved, and Dion's journey to attempt a stage comeback is nothing short of astounding. You get to see so much of her wit, personality, and love for her craft, and I'll be honest that this one was a total tearjerker. On Crave, Hacks. I've been sleeping on this show for sure. One of the funniest, most refreshing comedies in years, it's a great inside look at stand-up and keeping your dreams alive even when the world is changing around you. Las Vegas comedian Deborah Vance has been phoning it in for years, but when some of her dates are canceled due to a lack of interest, she forms a mentorship relationship with an edgy, down-on-her-luck writer in desperate need of a comeback. Jean Smart gets the role of a lifetime here as aging comedian Deborah, and the chemistry between her and Hannah Einbinder is next level. With guest turns from actors like Christopher McDonald and Laurie Metcalf, this one has a lot of talent involved, and it's whip smart. On Disney Plus Bratz, this documentary was not what I expected at all. In the 1980s, a group of young stars on the rise had a grip on Hollywood. Their fame felt almost instantaneous, but their fall from public grace was even more swift. The Brat Pack, a play on the Rat Pack group of actors including Frank Sinatra, who dominated their era, was a moniker given to young stars including Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, Rob Lowe, Molly Ringwald, and Andrew McCarthy. They dominated flicks in the 1980s, with such films as The Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, and St. Elmo's Fire lighting up screens. But one media article portraying them as undeserving of their fame threatened to, and in some cases did, derail their careers. Brat Packer McCarthy makes this documentary and speaks to most of the cohort about their experiences after the article came out, and the damage the stigma of the term did to their rising fortunes. While it often plays as catharsis for McCarthy, it's also an astounding, interesting film for anyone who knows and loves teen films of that era. On Paramount Plus, Everybody Wants Some, I absolutely loved this movie when it came out in 2016. Richard Linklater captured the 1970s with classic Dazed and Confused, and this is a testament to what life was like in the 80s. Some of the charm has worn off, and some of the jokes are a bit more crude now than they were 8 years ago, but this is still a worthwhile endeavor. It follows a college freshman who moves into a former frat house with his baseball teammates. As they ready for school, they also have one final summer weekend to enjoy things before hitting the books. The film harkens back to a non-PC era, so if you're easily offended, this isn't for you. But it's fun otherwise. Blake Jenner, Tyler Hoechlin, Ryan Guzman, Zoe Deutsch, and Wyatt Russell all give sterling performances. But it's a pre-A-list Glenn Powell who really stands out. It's a raucous good time, and once again proves that director Linklater always has some surprises up his sleeve. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local arts scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2S LGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com.